From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama opened a nuclear summit in Washington on Thursday, acknowledging that the world remains imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Ahead of the summit, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss the North Korean threat. Mr. Obama said this after the talks.
We've directed our teams to work diligently in the coming weeks and months to elaborate additional steps that we can take collectively in order to ensure that we have a denuclearized Korean Peninsula and that we can restore a sense of stability and peace to the region.
Mr. Obama also met with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Washington views Beijing as the key to enforcing UN sanctions against North Korea for its weapons development programs. Mr. Obama also is expected to meet with visiting Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The fight against terrorism would top that agenda. Earlier, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden met with President Erdogan. Turkish officials expressed disappointment over the disagreement between the two sides on the issue of the Syrian Kurdish militia. The U.S. views the Democratic Union Party as an efficient force in combating the Islamic State terror group in northern Syria. The United States and China have announced they will sign the Paris Climate Accord in April. It is a joint presidential and a joint statement. The two governments said Thursday they hope the move will bring about the Paris Agreement in force as early as possible. The agreement was crafted by nearly 200 countries in December. This is VOA News.